This podcast replay is brought to you by Tommy B. Butts Jr. Enterprises.com. Save money by re-roofing. Bring down your insurance premiums. Quality service guaranteed. There's no buts about it. Tommy B. Butts Jr. Enterprises.com provides roof inspections for both residential and commercial roofs.
One of the things with this coaching search with the Miami Dolphins, and it's one of those things that I guess it all depends on how you look at it, right? We all look at it differently. And when I'm looking at this coaching search, and I tell you, look, I want a Jim Caldwell. Why? Because we've gone through the assistant coach, the up-and-coming hot coordinator, all that kind of stuff, right? And that's where this coaching search, because it's failed so much in so many different ways, it's hard to get excited about it, right? I don't know about you guys now, but whoever the coach is, and it kind of happened to me with Flo. I didn't get excited about Flo's hire because I didn't really know much about Flo. I got more excited about Flo as the season went on in year one and year two, and then things started going awry that offseason this past year and into the year, and then obviously everything changed. But I think I'm going to go down that same path again, unless you tell me it's a Jim Caldwell. Unless you tell me it's somebody that I and that to me is the only issue right now, is trying to get excited for something that I don't know if it's going to work or not. You know, and these guys already tried the first time head coach. The only thing that I will tell you, and this is the question that I have that I don't know, I don't know how to answer it, is are they going to hire the guy that can find his own staff, or are they going to hire the guy that's kind of young but is willing and open to allow you to help him to build that staff? So that way a Greer, Allen, and McKenzie will then use their contacts to try to help create a coaching staff around a young coach to try to help him succeed. Something that Flo did not allow because he controlled the whole situation. See what I'm saying? So to me, that's kind of the stage I'm in, that it's going to be hard for me to get excited about what direction they go in with the Miami Dolphins, because if you do it with an unproven coach, I don't know what to expect, so how can I get excited? If you do it with a guy that has failed and I'm not a big fan of it, then like a Dan Quinn, I won't get excited with Dan Quinn. Why? Because I watched him in Atlanta. I watched what kind of a disaster his teams were. They weren't consistent. They were erratic. I know he's a hell of a coordinator, but I'm not impressed as a head coach. And the head coach has to be somebody that knows how to delegate, how to manage, not micromanage, not mismanage. And you cannot manage with your ego like Flo did. You have to manage with your brain, and you have to manage with your gut, because you're going to have to know how to handle human beings. And then you're going to have obviously the wherewithal to have the contacts, to create multiple staffs, all of those kind of things. So it's hard for me to get excited for the guy that's never done it. And it's hard for me to get excited with the guy that's been a failure, like Dan Quinn. I can get excited with Jim Caldwell because he's been successful. Successful as an assistant coach with Tony Dungy. Even successful the year he took over for Dungy, but successful in Baltimore when they got him as an offensive coordinator to take over for Cam Cameron in the middle of a season in week 11, and successful in Detroit where he won 3 out of 4 years, twice in the playoffs. I can get excited about Jim Caldwell. I don't know if you guys are like that. I don't know how many of you as Dolphin fans feel kind of the same way I do, but I know that if it's a Mike McDaniel that some of you are excited about, why would I get excited? Brian Daboll, why would I get excited? I know he worked with Tua. I get it. And he's done a great job with Josh Allen, but I haven't seen him as a head coach. So I don't know. I don't know if he can build a staff. I don't know if he can, you know, run a team. These are things that I don't know. That's the screwed up part about all of this. And it happened to me with Flo at the beginning. That I, you know when it happened also with me? Adam Gase also was that one. Like, okay, I saw her. I was, okay. All right. I get it. He's a hot coach. All right. I went with it. But it wasn't like I was targeting Adam Gase. The guy that I'm targeting is Jim Caldwell. That's the guy that, I don't know, I pretty much got blinders on for that guy. Jack Del Rio would be my second choice. And I know Jack is not necessarily a choice for some of you out there. But I like Jack because he's not going to F with the front office that much. He's going to coach. He can build staffs. He's made the playoffs. He really had no business getting fired in Oakland with Reggie McKenzie. But Caldwell would be the guy. I love Jim Caldwell, bro. I think he knows quarterbacks. I think he knows offenses. But I don't know. So to me, that's getting excited for the next head coach is hard for me. It really is.